in the Ran. In the medium-sized lines, the third line, the end of the line. Terem Mishalosh HaFaberoi, Tevez HaShalmi. So Reuben is being mafresh from his produce to make Chuma on Shimon's Tevel. Who gets to give the truma? Terem of Balak Kri. Is it the Terem or is it the owner of the Kri, which would then should take Tevis and Oshaloi? Whoever is giving it, he has the Tevis and Noah. Tevis and Noah is Sheetan Noah Yisrael Dabramuah Sheetan Oysa Chuma Leben Bitoi Koyan. So the law is the Koyan can't pay to get his Chuma. So, but a Kohen could a Yisrael could go over to another Yisrael and say, listen, my daughter's son, my daughter married a Kohen, so my grandson is a Kohen, and I would like you to give that truma to my grandson, and I'm willing to pay you a little bit for that. Yitzel Yisrael Dabar Muad She Yitzel Oysa Chuma Leben Bitoi Kayan. Dila Kayan Oysa Lai Le Mesa Mida the Yisrael Kayan She Yitzel Chuma Soi. Yisrael is not allowed to pay, the Kayan is not allowed to pay to get Chuma. How do I know? The Fila Kayan Mesa Be Vesa Grunas Kriyana Be Shechatim Bris Levi. Even if he doesn't pay, but the Kohen says, listen, I want to get Chuma, so I have a great idea. I'll go and give myself out as a worker for when they're doing the processing the grain. So, the Kohen helped us. And he did us a favor. He's a nice guy. So at the end, they'll reward him with the Chuma. So where it calls him Shechat the Bris Levi, he's destroying the Bris Levi. Trying to work and get the truma for himself that way, that's improper. So it has a value. Who gets it? Do you argue that obviously Reuben was mafresh his payers, so it's his? Or Elah Peri the Hadain Shelterim? Let's go on that side. Right? Were it not for his fruits, there'd be nothing to give. So Reb Zera said back, "Tuus zarecha v'nasata, tola hanasina b'bal hazera d'hainu balakri." The person you're being mafresh on, he gets to decide. That's what Reb Zera said. B'amr tumas anosh l'balakri, v'kamahani le. In our Mishnah, if the tumas anosh goes to the balakri, the kohen is giving. Excuse me, the toreim, which is over here, is the madir, is giving a benefit to the mutter. He's be giving him to have a sanosh. We take the term of balakri liten oisat chumah the misha yirtzim. M'shalkem inay tayva sanov nimsim mahaneo mamish. He gave the mutter something of real value. He took his fruits, was turim them, and gave them now to the mutter. New fruits, which he didn't have to expend any money on, are generating money for him. They're getting Tevis Hano out of it. So more said, Rabbi Yochanan said that in the case, so we have this conflict between potentially two people, the Terem and the Balakri, you also have this case of, you can have this in the case of a Makdish and the Balakorban. So Makdish and Chamish, a Makdish Behema the Kavod HaShachaveh, right? So Reuben was Makdish Behema for Shimon's need, to be Shimon's korban. The animal got him. And now you want to be pointed. So the law is Makdish, the Makdish, the Bailim has to add a fifth when he's pointed. Different than anybody else in the world. Who's the Bailim over here? Is it the Makdish or is it the one who's was going to use the korban? Makdish for Bailim. We say the Makdish is the Bailim regards the din of Chaimish. Shabailim Bavad, Vasib and Chaimish, Kishapadim is Kachayim. Only the Bailim adds a fifth. So who's the Bailim? The Makdish is the Bailim. But the Miskabra is the Tumurah. Kremer Avalin Tamura, Azekabal the Sarkabani Kari Bailim, but regards to Tamura, the Bailim can make Tamura, that issue depends not on who was makdish it, but who was going to use the korban. The person who's going to use it, the tzarkabon, the kari bailim, umatish tumurabo. Abu makdish loy, the makdish does not have that power to make tumura. But tumura, yalof lo mikroy, the merlin tzadah from psukim. How we know that the din of tumura is totally not in the makdish, but in the one who's going to use the korban. And Tarim Shalom Shachaveroi, Tarim Shalom Shaloi, Shal Tarim. Okay, so therefore, here, again, we have two. One person is making the holy item, one person is going to use it. But the din over here of Tarim Shalom, which belongs to the Bailim, belongs to the Tarim. Mephizeh Kroh, the Tziv, Aser Taser, Eitz Kol Tavaras, Rechob, and Asato. So, the Nosatah is Aser Koi, it's going on the one who's the Maaser, who takes off the Afrosha. Hakamar Aser Taser, Minasato. Not Tuas Arecha Minasato, but Aser Taser Minasato. The one who's Maaser, one who does the Afrosha, Truma Maaser, whatever it is, he'll give. The Maaser is Zakai Benesina. The Maaser, the one who's the Maaser, Zakai Benesina, has the right to give. Hakamar Farsha Benesina Tumur. Okay, it's up to Gemara. Malamda Medrash Halachas Ogadus Avlo Yandeno Mikra. So Mishnah said that the Madir can teach the Mutter Medrash Halachas Ogadus, but not Mikra. The Gemara says, Mikra, my time, Avlo Yandeno. Shouldn't come a hanilei. He's giving him the benefit of this knowledge of mikra. So medrash nami come a hanilei. Amr Shmuel b'makom shenot l'nischar al mikra, beinot l'nischar al medrash. We're talking about a place where they pay for teaching mikra. So if he would teach mikra for free, that's going to be usur. But they don't pay for medrash, and therefore, if he gives it also free, he's not giving him any benefit. Mm-hmm. The benefit over here is not the learning, but the benefit over here is the financial benefit of not being charged. And Mora says, so that's a strange Mishnah. It means you're sort of like, give me a din, which depends on what the makom is. So how could you say such a statement that my piska, why should we assume that that's like the obvious way to divide it up? That the Mishnah could just talk like this without any explanation. So Mora says, Hokam Ashlam, the Philip Makom Shalom Skar. The point of the Mishnah is something else. That really, the more I was going to say in a second, that Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Kadosh Baruch Hu to teach Torah for free. But even in a place where they're going to charge, they should only charge for Mikra, not for Medrash. Til Malkam Shalom Mitzkar, Ala Mikra Shori L'Mishko, Ala Medrash Loi Shori L'Mishko. Person cannot charge for teaching medrash. Medrash means the halachic derivations of the medrash over here doesn't mean that's a goddess. It's a goddess. Medrash over here means the halachic derivations from the psukim into Torah Shabbat. And Morris says, I don't understand. Maestro medrash deloy. What's the difference that medrash we say he may not charge? Why the tziv? It says that Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Oisi tziv Hashem, oisi leim lamed etzchem." The Moshe commanded me to teach you. Uksiv, and then it says later on that Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Re'e limati etzchem chukim mishpatim kasher tzivani Hashem alakoy." I taught you chukim mishpatim like Hashem commanded me. What's Moshe Rabbeinu saying? When he says Kesha Tivani, must be Mani Bechinam, Avatem Nami Bechinam. Moshe Rabbeinu was taught the Torah by Kadosh Baruch Hu without any remuneration. So I gave it over to you, just like I was given the mitzvahs by Kadosh Baruch Hu for free. I gave them over to you for free. So Mikra Nami Bakinam. So that pasuk applies to Medrash. It applies also applies to Mikra. So why are you allowed to charge for Mikra? Okay. So the Mor says, Rav Amar Schar Shimer, Rechon Amar Schar Pisak Tamin. So Schar Shimer, usually Mikra was taught to young children. So he's getting paid for the babysitting part of it, not for the teaching part of it. Okay, that's Rav. Rechon says that when he would teach, he would teach them with a piece of tumim, with the trup, and that's not part of the Sinai Satara. It wasn't a Loch of Moshe Sinai. This was given based on, because we know Midaraisa, you can darshan the Pesukim in many different ways, making the divisions in many different places. And Morris says, we're not sure how to read a Pesuk. Morris says, these are Pesukim which hang them Hechra, we don't know which way to read it. What is it? What happened to the Trup? Trup was something which was added. And that's something, since it's not going back to Har Sinai, it was something which is added on, so that is going to be to teach him that part, he's out of charge. Okay, the Mor says Tanan. Let's see if we can put these back into the Mishnah. Lo yam lamdano mikra. So the mother cannot teach the mother mikra. So Mor says Mishnah with Mandomer Skar Pisa Tomim Hanu Lo Yilamdenu. So we're talking about the mother and the mother. The mother has to is a Baruch Yuva. We're dealing with his logic requirements, means he's a gadol. So if you're talking about Skar Pisa Tomim, that applies to a gadol. So that's why if the mother forgoes the payment, which he has a right to collect in a place where people would charge, he's been mehan of the mother. It's also, but el mandamer skashimer gadol bashimer who? So where's the Chashimer? Samor says Bekatan Katani. Our Mishnah Tomei case of the mother, Reuven was mother a Katan from having benefit from his property. So now the Katan is not a Baruch Yuva, but Reuven has an Isser to, just like an adult cannot take treif food and feed it to a child, the adult over here, the mother, cannot take his isser hanoah and feed it to the child. So that's what he's doing. Where it says, he would cut the name of Sefer. Amalam is bond of Mikra. The Mishnah says, but he could teach the children. Avolamet who is born of esbrisa mikra, but he can teach the children of the mother mikra. So Mor says he's a katan by bonim who. So Mor says okay. So Rashi v'achik tani lo yam deno mikra bekatan. The mother cannot teach the mother mikra when the mother is a katan. Im hayugadol. Malandai loy ulavanav mikra, but if the mother was the gadol, he could teach both the mother and the mother's children. Okay. see the run. So Ran is starting on Lama Vava Bays, the bottom line. Making my time alloy, Ilam Deno, Mishum the Kamahanile, Kishan and Noit Lumimeno Scar. Somebody, he could charge. He doesn't charge, so he's giving a financial benefit to the mutter. So that Shubha Mikra, Medesh Nami Kamahanile, Mahai Time of Gufe, the same thought process. So Mar Mishmul and welcome to the Schar LaMikra and the Schar LaMidrash, because Al Medrash Lo Shari Lay the Mishkel. The Mor says, you know, a lot of charge for Medrash. Near Ben Adachi Perusha Medina Muta Lito Schar LaMikra Beloy LaMedrash. Can refer to also Mikra Din, like he could charge for Mikra, not for Medrash. But Mio Yesh recovers from a three malat, which a little scar feel all the Mikra, Kadeshal Yabalito Mina Medrash. So we're still going with the idea that there's different places. So what are different places? If it's Mutter, it's Mutter, it's also. So it's Mutter Mikra Din, but some people, some places they decided not to do that because of the confusion. So if that's the standard practice in that place, so they don't charge, so teaching for free is not giving a hanoah. The mitzvah, once they've undertaken this hanhaga, they can't change it. The mikra in that city is the same as medrash everywhere else, and you can't charge for it. So that's true. But that's not the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah is we're talking about a regular place where they did charge for mikra. They didn't add an extra chumra. And we're saying, so therefore you cannot teach a mikra. I feel but even such a place where they're going with the halacha, you only allow the charge for mikra. Since normally they charge for mikra, so if he would teach him for free, he's giving him financial benefit. But the teacher cannot get schar for teaching medrash. The medina also can refer to also tzaster. Hilchah ki malam de medrash bechinam lo mahari label amidi. Okay, so he's not giving him benefit. Da'agra lo mechayv, he doesn't owe any payment for the work. Limud gufeis, it's looked around, but one second, he's giving him the benefit of teaching him Torah. Limud gufeis nami lav hanohu, the mitzvahs lav lahonus nitnu. Since he'll miss lav lahonus nitnu, so the idea of teaching a person Torah, which is his mitzvah, is not considered a financial benefit. The yin halacha kaimel and hachi, the medrash l'shar the mishkel cannot charge for medrash. The ran miyohani melischar limud, so he cannot charge him as a worker for the idea of teaching him. Avla agar batola shori, but the teacher can argue that if I wouldn't be teaching you, I could be doing something else and making money. So the fact that I made myself available is I was involved in myself and my other things to make this available to you. I have a right to get compensation for that. That you cannot charge. Tamar chukim mishpatim, chukim mishpatim, atem alam de mechino. We atem alam de mechino, mikra, we targum. Masnaya, don't you see the teacher who are teaching Nasu and Agrayan are getting paid for their work? They're getting Skar Batolan.
How come our Gemara doesn't bring up that issue?
So the Ran doesn't. Well, let me ask a better question. So why Taka is a mutter now if he does it for free?
Why Taka was?
Why is the mutter? Why does teach the mutter medrash for free when he has the right to charge it? He's going his charge.
Read the chain chami masnaya naspin.
Chami means see. Yes. Masnaya is people which teach Mishnayos, not mikra. Don't you see, Mechain Chami? Don't you see, Masnaya Nasan Agrayon? People which teach Mishnayos, which are getting paid for their work, they're getting their agar, their star. Says yeah, because the star was told.
Rabbi Yudin bar Rabbi Shmuel.
So I think, yeah, thank you. You're welcome. I think that since it's not a direct payment for the work, so that's like, I mean, like this is going to be like a case of Iter, or you know, not Iter, a case of Mavrich Ari.
Wow.
Happens that he's the Ari. There is a potential loss. He's not paying him for his work. He's paying him for the fact that this individual could have done something else. So he wants to get. He wants to. The person said to him, "Listen, I'm a bitam chacham, and I'm also a lawyer. And right now, I have a case. Convince me why I should not skip my case and sit down and teach you a piece of Gemara." So, I'll pay you. Right? So but he's not really paying him. He's paying him to convince him not to do that. So it's not a direct payment. It's an incentive. So I'm saying, so this person is forgoing the incentive. So I could have been the Nari and said, "I refuse to do this for you unless you give me something." And I didn't do that. I was willing to do it for free. So it's not a direct payment. So it's a Mavriya Chari, I think. That's what it ended up being.
Why is that different than the Skar Shima?
Schar Shimer is, I gave you a benefit. I gave you, I was besharmer you, and I have right to charge for that, and I didn't charge for that. So my mama gave you a benefit, a financial benefit.
You're saying that because it's just, here it's just the opportunity cost, as you're saying, is that, so that, you know, that's not considered problematic. It's that sort of the direct babysitting that would be.
I mean, what you're asking is the chara. Every time when I don't charge, it's my free chari. I could have charged you. I don't charge you. But when I give you something which is considered a service and it has a financial value, so I gave you something of value and I didn't charge you for it. So it's not just I'm saving you money, but I gave you something of value and I'm saving you money. I didn't give you anything of value.
Right.
I call myself in the Marshall Nisab Lumma Terra Israel. So Marshall was commanded to teach Klal Yisrael. Uksi Rain the Matthias Kam Kukimishbatan Kasha Tivani Hashem, Klamer, Shitivani Lumma Bechino. Marshall told me to teach it for free. Deloy, if that's not what the puzzle means, Kasha Tivani Amai Koi. What is I taught the way the Russian commanded me. What point is he saying? The lekel memory is saying I taught Bishar the hechel lema kashetivani chisivol b'kach losagi de lo lishkol agra. He has to charge. Okay, so it doesn't mean I taught you for money. Fine. Well, lekel memory nami the kashetivani hachikomer kashetivani b'lo miatzmi. You know, these mitzvahs I taught you, I didn't make them up. I taught them exactly the way Hashem commanded me. So that's what he means. Bechinam. The Gemara says Mikra Bechinam. May I call the Kufay?
You said Ashtasim Lefnehem. You know that it should be, you know, Mesuder, and you know, and, you know, he didn't teach him in, you know, sort of Burmese or whatever. I mean,
it's a good question. As I was reading the Gemara, it hit me like, well, you know, maybe that's what it means. As I was reading the Gemara, it hit me that what means that. Just thinking now, I didn't think of it as when you verbalized the question. Moshe is talking to Klal Yisrael. He said, I want to point out to you that what I did. So they know if the issue was the breadth and the depth of what he taught them. So he doesn't have to point it out to them. They know that. They understood it. Right? And Moshe Rabbeinu is coming along and saying that I want you to appreciate what I have done. I taught you for free, right? So I think the more I feel that would be more appropriate than the pshat and the pasuk. Then he's saying, I'm pointing out to you that you understand what I taught you. Yeah, they knew that. Whereas the side issue, if he could have charged and he didn't charge, is like a side issue. So I'm pointing out, you should know that what I've done over here is that I taught you for free, which that's what I was told to do. I'm not sure.
I mean, the other thing they could be saying, Keshe Sivani, is, you know, look, I taught you. The order was, you know, he would teach Aaron first, right? So he could have said, okay, Aaron will therefore teach the masses. I'll be doing other things. No, I'm teaching directly.
That's an interesting question, because Elam Shatim Shatim Lefnehem, it sounds like the Moshe Rabbeinu was a chiyuv to give it to them. He couldn't pass it over to Aaron. It was part of his shlichus to Klal Yisrael.
Understand that him as being contract people, not just an individual, and therefore maybe taught to scheme them, and then was their duty to teach everyone else.
Yeah, Pasha's going to Klal Yisrael.
I believe that his concept of taught Aaron, and he taught Aaron and his sons, and he taught Aaron's sons in the scheme, and that there was this.
Right, and then he taught Klal Yisrael.
Right.
Saying that was just the question of Kadima and Seder Limud. But Moshe Rabbeinu had part of his job was to teach him to give over the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Okay, so the Gemara says Mikranami Mahaikro Bechinam Mahaikro Gufel. So Mikra should also be Bechinam. So Rabbi Mishkash Shimer, the Mistama Loim De Mikra Ketanim, Mishichim Shimer. The people learning Mikra usually were Ketanim. They need Shimer. Shemachin Hida Agar Limud Oser Star Shimer. Sure, you can't charge for the teaching. They can charge for the service of protecting the children, watching over them. He would teach them how to read the words, the trop. And the Quran says that, you know, the Quran says this Gemara is assuming that's not, they said not, there was not part of the Masoras HaTorah exactly how to read it. It's not concluded in the besides the psukim, everything else as well that wasn't part of that either.
No.
So another question is, can you teach mikra to a gadol? The rab usher. Rab didn't say usher. The piece of tumim the raisa. Rab holds piece of tummy is the rice, so he cannot teach, cannot charge for piece of tummy. He only charge for schar shimer, which doesn't apply to a gadol. Rechlin says no, piece of tummy is mutter, because not the rice. They're holding in halacha. So mamaisa came in the caramel of the rab, Rabbi Yechon halacha, Rabbi Yechon. Atina feel me gadol, surely to schar la mikro. Kachim di Rav Perik Zal Perik Vav Mehilus Nador. Okay.
I mean, I'm a little bit confused about this. The piece of Tamim is not the right. So it ties in with halachos as well. I mean, I understand. You know, Hashem just said, you know, hear all the words, how to break it up, even though it has halachic consequences. Like, I'm not going to tell you anything about that.
Not just the trope, but actually
I don't have a good answer. It was the Seif Pasuk. Yes, the Raisa, just the rest of the Trump is not the Raisa, so then he can't charge for the Seif Pasuk. If you just teach him Seif Pasuk, he can't charge him. If he teaches him how to say Pazir, he could charge him. I'm not sure. But you see from Chazal that, you know, as much as we have a Seif Pasuk, Chazal sometimes will use a Keter from the next Pasuk together with a Keter from the first Pasuk. They definitely didn't only follow the Seif Pasuk. I mean, there are other ways to read the Pasuk. And the fact that I'm teaching you this way, there's five sukkim that don't have a hechra. I mean, there are many, many other sukkim that do have a hechra, right? So why do we know all those other wives didn't have hechra? These ones that, if you tell me that, because any valid way to parse the sentence is a valid way. That's why we're not sure which way to parse it over here. So we're going to say that all the other ones were so obvious that they figured they could figure out themselves. I don't know. I have written down on the side over here a note for myself to look at the Karen Arrow. So maybe I'll look at the Karen Arrow and see what he says. The brush. It has a kinach over here, which I'm not sure makes it better or worse, if that's what it means. But I have underlined in the rush, schar pisuk tamim. Schar, he says, lanagin hamikros kelchusam. Lav the raisahu, shortly till the scharlo. So I don't know what he means. he's talking about the parsing of the pasuk, or he means the song.
That would be a lot better.
Right. So, you know, as we see, there are many different minhagim, masuras of how to make sound, what the sound of the trump is. So I'm teaching you how to sing it. We're singing now. We use this system, but the system is not. That's not the right. So that how to read it. So I'm not sure.
Five
psukim. Mar says there's five psukim, but you don't know where to start. Okay.
But to say that, you know, when it says mikra, it's referring to the musical notes. That sounds, I don't know, a little surprising.
Well, you see with the Gemara is assuming that whenever they taught with the mikra, with the piece of Talmud. So, yeah. They'd come to class and the Rebbe would say, okay, children, remember the song going, da 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 da. Right? So he would teach them the song. So they charge them for the song teaching. So the Ratzal Yelavdeno Mikra. So the Mishnah says that he can't teach a mikra. The worst is if you tell me that because he's a Talmud applies to a god. Elaman Domer Star Shimer Golabar Shimer who Vayu not an Abshe. I'm not sure what the Ron's adding. Somewhere has to be cut. The Havi Haim Mudr Katan. So the Reuven cannot give the Mudr Shimon benefit. I Shimon's a Katan. He doesn't have mitzvahs. The Afogav, the Katan Erchon the Velis, in Besim Mitzvah Nafrishoy. If a child is on his own volition, doing something which is against the law, so the more is a discussion whether Bezdin is Mitzvah Nafrishoy or not. Must Bezdin intervene and stop the child? So even though we passed that a parent has to stop, a father has to stop a child, part of the Chiyuv of Chinuch. Bezdin does not need, Bezdin not Mitzvah Nafrishoy. But even though that's so, but means any adult of Klal Yisrael, they do not have a chiyuv to stop the child, but they cannot feed the child something which is aser. So over here, when he's teaching the child for free, he's feeding the child iser. So the Mora says that's why the Mishnah says he can't teach mikra. Fine. The Mora says, yeah, but what about the safe of the Mishnah? Sir Maxa. If you got all malam de loy le bana mikra, if the mother was not a katan, but if the mother was a gadol, he could teach him loy de loy boy shimer. He could teach the adult, the father, the mother, because he couldn't charge anyway because he doesn't need shimer. And the bana of nami, the avogav the boy shimer loy mitzur tefeim is on his bana of that's when I saw. So even though here he is. Teaching the children of this person, but we said already that he can feed them. So if he can feed them, he can also teach them. There's not more financial benefit than one over the other. Okay. Zok the Gemara, since it's the more. Meisvei. Tinoikos lo karim b'tchila b'shabbos. You should not teach the children on Shabbos a new topic. Avoshoinen Bereshit. They can review the first one, what they've learned before. So Rishon Amanda Omar Schar Pisa Tzomim Hanadan Karbet Chila B'Shabbos. That's how we can explain what we're saying. So
if the Melamed is teaching on Shabbos, asking to get paid, so you can't do that because Schar Shabbos is Osir. So Bishop Amandamar Schar Pisa Tamim Hanu De Kar Betchila B'Shabbos. Amandamar Schar Shimer Amai In Kar Betchila B'Shabbos. Ramai Shana Barishan. Because Schar Shimer the Shabbos. Either way, he's taking care of the children. So if you tell me the case over here, he wants to charge. That's why it's Osir. So what's the difference between new information review? If it's Pisa Tamim, they know already the trouble. So he's just reviewing with them. He's not teaching them anything. Whereas he couldn't charge for that. Whereas the first time around, he could. The Morris of the Tamech Scar Pisa B'Shabbos Mi Osir Avlohi Avloh Mishra Shori. There's no way that he can teach it. I can't figure a way that he should be able to teach and get paid. You can get paid through the process of Havloah. What's Havloah? That he doesn't pay directly just for Shabbos. He absorbs that into a larger payment spread out over a period of time. Havloah Mishra Shori, the Tanya, the Serchus Apoel, Lishmer as a Tinnik, Lishmer as a Pora. He hired the worker to watch his child or watch over the Pora, his Pora Duma. Lishmer as Royim, to watch over his Royim that he has set aside to use for the Karban Omer, let's say. And that's also Shabbos. You can't pay for his work on Shabbos. Fikach im avdo en chai brech yusin. So he's a shomer chinam. Something happens, he doesn't have to pay. Vimhoi is skir Shabbos, if he's hired by the week, skir chodesh by the month, skir shana by the year, or skir shua by a shemitah cycle, that's not skar Shabbos. He's not paying for Shabbos. He's paying it as part of a larger picture that he's paying for it as a lump, as one unit. So now he's getting paid for his work. So you see, you're allowed to pay Schar Shabbos but have law. So what do you mean you can't teach him? It makes sense why you can't teach him B'Tchila. Pay him B'Hav law. So the Mor says, so the issue over here, this conversation is not a financial issue, because that the issue of the financial issue, it's not talking about the money, it's about the financial, just a regular two people. If that's the issue, we would have a solution. So it can't be what the Bryce is talking about. The more so therefore we'll say it, the Rimshot and the Bryce. It's all that here.